I interviewed 3 students about biology. I wanted to compare misconceptions students have before taking biology and after taking biology. Student A is a junior who passed biology his freshman year. Student B is a sophomore who failed biology and is taking it again. And student C is a freshman taking biology for the first time.
What is the definition of biology?
Study of life and living things, Ms. Wilson.
The study of life.
The study of organisms and their subjects.
Each student correctly identified what biology is.
What are the human body systems?
The brain. It makes you think.
The heart, the lungs, the brain, the liver.
The digestive system, the respiratory system, the muscular system.
Interestingly, freshman student C had the best understanding of the different human body systems. This is troublesome because we spend the entire second half of biology studying the human body, and I expected the junior and the sophomore to know more and remember more about the human body systems.
The digestive system is part of the human body. Can you please explain to me how the digestive system works?
Your stomach breaks down the food and it comes out.
The food breaks down in your stomach.
Well, basically what the digestive system is that when you eat foods, it goes into your stomach, and that's where it gets decomposed into by acid, and then it makes it into nutrients into your body. Then after when it decomposes to waste, it usually is flushed out into through the body.
Student C, the freshman, again did the best job explaining the digestive system out of all 3 students. I expected student A to do the best at this because I knew he knew it very well during the course. After my interviews, I realized that something needs to change when talking about the human body with my students. There happened to be more misconceptions after biology than there was going into biology through my 3 interviews. I struggled to find students to complete my interviews because most of them were scared and nervous, and so I think this also influenced their answers. I think if the students would have felt more comfortable with me recording them, that they would have gone more in depth and answered the questions more fully. I really struggled to get them to expand on their explanation or their answers. I know not every freshman has the same background knowledge as student C does. He's really into science and he finds it personally interesting, so he has been able to explore the human body outside of the classroom. I know that other students are going to come in not knowing the systems of the body and definitely not knowing how they work.